A serial murderer stalking the red light district of a provincial English town. Until this past week, many Britons probably wouldn't have thought there could be a red light district in a provincial English town. But as the story of the so-called Suffolk Ripper has unfolded, something else has unfolded as well. A national upwelling of compassion for the young victims. Chief Superintendent Stuart Gull is leading the murder hunt.
We mustn't forget these are young girls. They've got families. And our thoughts go out to their families.
The father of one of the murdered girls wants to know why it's the prostitutes and not their clients who are seen as the outlaws and the outcasts.
We call them prostitutes. What is the man called? He gets taken off to the police. Arrest him.
Lynn Pierman's heart goes out to that grieving father. It was only when her daughter Natalie was found murdered in 1992 that she discovered that the 16-year-old had been working as a prostitute.
To the parents of those girls, when they realise the life that their children are taking, and quite often they don't know for a very long time, as in my case, it's a tremendous shock.
Lynn Pierman's advice to the dead girl's parents?
I will always say, don't be ashamed of your children. They're still your children.
But Pierman's was not the only heart touched by the deaths. One of Britain's raciest tabloids, The News of the World, has posted a $500,000 reward for information leading to the killer's arrest. Its editor is Stuart Kuttner.
These are human beings who have been destroyed and thrown away as though they were worthless. The fact that they were prostitutes, well, it's not the crime of the century. You know, of course we don't support it, but they are murder victims like any other murder victim, and we will do whatever we can to bring an end to this.
The deaths have reopened debate about prostitution here in Britain. Dawn Annandale is a former prostitute who now tries to help them rebuild their lives.
This has highlighted the problem that there are so many of these girls that work the streets. They are addicts of one kind or another, and they need our help. They don't need condemning. They need help to get off the streets.
The victims fit some dispiriting stereotypes. They were all prostitutes, and they all had drug habits. But what Britons have learned this past week is that they also had friends and families who loved them, that they liked to wear pretty party dresses and go out with their friends. Snapshots like this have filled front pages here. They've brought home the fact that drug addiction is something that can happen to any family. Plenty of girls who turn to the streets to feed a drug habit go on to get their lives together. These girls never had that chance. I'm Vicky Barker, CBS News.